Radio check. If you've been scrolling the aviation photography feeds this week, you already know something big turned up on a Chinese ramp. Grainy for years. Suddenly not grainy anymore. I'm Tower, and this is Atis on Radio Hangar, the hour where we take the headlines and tell you what actually sits underneath them. Today we're talking about an airplane most of you have never seen in clear daylight until now. The Shaanxi Y-15, four turboprops, a tactical cargo hauler. And the sharpest images of it we've ever had just hit the wire. Here's what you need to know before we go deep. Today's broadcast is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, let's talk about this airplane. The report comes from The Aviationist, which has been tracking this program for a long stretch. The aircraft is built by the Shaanxi Aircraft Corporation. If that name rings a bell, it should. Shaanxi is the outfit behind the Y-8 and the Y-9, which are China's workhorse medium airlifters, both of them descended way back from the Soviet Antonov An-12. So this company has been building four-engine turboprop haulers for decades. This new machine is the next chapter in that lineage. For years, this airplane was known by a different designation, the Y-30. Now it's showing up as the Y-15. Same program, evolved designation, and that kind of renaming is common as a project matures from concept study to actual metal. And metal is the key word, because what changed this week is clarity. We finally have crisp imagery, and clear photos of a military aircraft are worth more than 100 press releases, because you can read the airframe, you can count the blades, you can measure the proportions against known references on the ramp. So what does the airframe tell us? Start with the configuration. Four turboprop engines. Now that is a deliberate choice, and it's worth pausing on because the trend in Western tactical airlift went a different direction. The Airbus A400M, Europe's modern tactical hauler, also runs four turboprops, and enormous ones at that. But the American workhorse in this class, the Lockheed C-130 Hercules, has flown four turboprops since the 1950s and never stopped. Four turboprops in this category is not old-fashioned. It's the sweet spot. Here's why that matters, and this is the part the spec sheet won't spell out for you. Tactical airlift is a different job than strategic airlift. Strategic airlift is the big jets. The C-17, the C-5, the Chinese Y-20, those move mountains of cargo between major paved, well-defended airfields, fast and high. Tactical airlift is the dirty work. Short, rough, unimproved strips. Grass, dirt, pierced steel, planking. Getting supplies into a forward field that barely qualifies as a runway, then getting back out again with a heavy load and not much room. And for that mission, turboprops beat pure jets. Here's the reasoning a pilot understands instinctively. A propeller moves a huge column of air relatively slowly, and that gives you tremendous thrust at low speed. That's exactly what you need for a short field takeoff with a full cargo hold. Props also let you get down and stopped on a short strip, and with reverse thrust you can back off the power and haul it down fast. Jets are efficient when they're high and fast. Props are efficient when they're low, heavy, and slow. The tactical mission lives low, heavy, and slow. So four turboprops tells you the Y-15's job description before anyone in Beijing says a word about it. This is a battlefield delivery truck, not a long-haul freighter. Now, why does this affect you? For most of you listening, it doesn't touch your next flight. You're not going to share a pattern with a Y-15. But stay with me, because there's a bigger picture here that does matter to anyone who cares about aviation. This airplane fills a gap in China's fleet. Right now, they've got the Y-9 in the medium tactical slot and the big Y-20 jet in the strategic slot. Between the smaller Shaanxi turboprops and that heavy jet, there's a hole. A medium to heavy tactical airlifter that can carry more than a Y-9 but still operate off rough short fields where a Y-20 jet won't go. The Y-15 looks purpose-built to fill exactly that space. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, so let me flag the honest limits of what we actually know. These are photographs. We do not have confirmed official numbers on payload, on range, on the power plant, on cargo box dimensions. Analysts are making educated estimates by scaling the airframe against known objects in the images. That's legitimate work, but it's estimation, not a data plate. So when you see a payload figure floated for this aircraft, treat it as informed speculation until Shaanxi or the Chinese military confirms it. I'll flag opinion as opinion, and right now, most of the performance talk is opinion built on good photos. What is not speculation is the configuration and the intent. High wing, four turboprops, a rear cargo ramp, which every airplane in this class has. because you drive vehicles and pallets straight in through the back. A big boxy fuselage sized for cargo, not for passengers. Landing gear built to take a beating on unimproved surfaces. Everything about the shape says tactical airlift. And here's the industrial story underneath, which I think is the real headline for those of us who watch the business of aviation. A country builds its own tactical airlifter when it wants to move its own forces on its own terms, without depending on anyone else's factory. For decades, this class of airplane meant the C-130 Hercules for most of the world, or Russian Antonov and Ilyushin designs. A homegrown Chinese design in this exact niche says China intends to supply its entire airlift spectrum domestically, from the light stuff all the way up to strategic jets. Top to bottom, no imports. That's a significant statement about industrial capability. Designing a clean sheet four-engine turboprop transport is genuinely hard engineering. The wing, the props, the structure, the loading systems, all of it has to work together and it has to survive rough field abuse for decades. Getting this far to flying photographable hardware means the program is maturing. So let me connect this back to something closer to home for the pilots listening, because I don't want this to feel like it's happening on another planet. Every principle in this airplane is a principle you already use, short field technique, weight and balance with a heavy load. The trade between speed and payload and runway length. When you fly a loaded airplane out of a short grass strip on a warm day, you're solving in miniature the exact problem the engineers at Shaanxi were solving at scale. Density, altitude, available runway, aircraft loading. It's the same physics whether you're flying a Cessna 172 off a 2,000-foot strip or a four-engine turboprop off a battlefield airfield. Lift, drag, thrust, and the runway you've got. That's the whole game. The Y-15 is just that game written very large in a place we don't usually get to see clearly. This week, for the first time, we got to see it clearly. And that's the value of a good photograph in this business. It turns rumor into something you can actually study. My thanks to The Aviationist for the reporting and the imagery that made this one possible. If you want to dig into the earlier coverage of this program or catch anything you missed on the show, everything lives at radiohanger.com. Keep watching the ramps. Sometimes the biggest stories in aviation don't get announced. They just taxi into view and somebody's finally close enough to take the picture. Tower, signing off.